Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I remember where I was at because just a spoiler alert here or whatever, behind the curtain revelation, this is a pre-recorded episode because we're traveling. So Monday's episode and today's episode were recorded back to back. So I remember where I was. I was talking about this fever blister thing. So, you know, funnily enough, when I was in, this is a separate thing, but when I was in, I think like the summer before I started college, I dated, air quotes, a girl who was one of my best friends for a long time. It was one of those, hey, maybe we get along so well, maybe it'll work out with her sort of things, you know, when I was still going through my struggling phase. And she got really bad fever blisters, a lot. And so what I was talking about yesterday is, you know, that I get fever blisters and I take medicine for it because I hate them and it's more of a vanity thing. I mean, yeah, they're painful but they're just so ugly. They're just so ugly and I can't kiss Mark while I have them because I don't want him to get them. And like, anyway, so I could have gotten them a long time ago, but my mom also gets them sometimes. And they say, you know, it's also common, like if your parents have them for kids. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know where I got it. Call it an STD if you want, but it's just been a thing for a lot of my life. And so I got up, shaved, noticed. And it also could have been, honestly, because when they come out, a lot of times you get them when you're stressed or when you've had a fever. That's why they call them fever blisters. Or when you've been sick. And so I got my booster shot on Friday. And I was not feeling great Saturday night. I was kind of feeling chills. I took my temperature and I did not have a temperature. But I was feeling, I had an upset stomach and I was feeling chills. And I assumed it was because of the booster. I don't know if that could have triggered, you know, a fever. I'm not really sure. But anyway, regardless. Noticed it. I could not find my medicine. I thought, oh, I guess I used it all on our trip to Europe because a lot of times I will preemptively take medicine so I don't get them. Because another thing that will cause them to come on is if I go out in the sun and my lips get, you know, sun damage or sunburned or I have a lot of sun, that can also cause them to kind of come on. And so I took quite a lot while I was on our trip to Europe because I didn't want to have one while we were on our trip. So anyway, I thought, well, maybe I used it all. And so I did Doctors On Demand, which is, I have an app, my insurance covers it, called them, and the doctor comes on the line. I'm holding the phone up to my face. I couldn't go to church because I can't play my trumpet. For one thing, if you touch them, if you can spread it, and so I cannot play my trumpet when I've got, also it can be painful and like, but I can't play my trumpet when I've got one. You know, one of my trumpet instructors used to get really horrible ones. I wonder if I ever shared his mouthpiece or something. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, can't play the trumpet, so I couldn't go into church. But I'm talking to this doctor and I say, hey, I'm getting a fever blister. And he says, yeah, you are. Like he was already seeing, he's like, that's going to be a big one. I'm like, oh my God, you can already see it. Like it's not that anyway. So, that was a fairly quick call. He's like, okay, I've updated your prescription. It should be ready in about an hour. And so that was quick. And then after I got off the line with him, I found the medicine. And so I was able to go take it because I found it. I had some left over that I wasn't aware of. So anyway, did that. And so I've been like drinking out of a straw so that I don't, you know, just from the side of my mouth. And it's not horribly noticeable. And it hasn't really, I mean, I don't want to get too gross, but it hasn't really erupted, air quotes. And I think I might have caught it. Like, I mean, I think I might have taken medicine quickly enough that it's not going to be a big deal. But that's how I started my morning. But I can't kiss Mark. We can't have intimate relations, like, because, you know, I don't want to spread my fever blisters to him, my cold sores. So, and he's going out of town, so he'll be gone for 2 weeks. So it's kind of a bummer, you know, it's a bummer, but, you know, it is what it is. You just have to deal with it. So then on Sunday, and I had cooked. So Sunday I had throwing down. We did, other than Mark kind of going around, he did some shopping. We went out to eat at a Italian restaurant. I will say this. I used to make fun of people, older people, who would go to a restaurant, order one entree, and then share. I don't know why, but I was like, oh my God, order your own entree. I mean, why do you have to, you know, I don't even know why it irritated me, but for some reason at some point in my life, it irritated me when I would see folks, oh, honey, what would you like to eat? Okay, well, I'll just cut my steak in half and you can have half of it. And then I was like, oh my God, why don't you just order your own thing? Even if you want the same steak, just both order a steak and then you're good. So, but recently, because a lot of these restaurants that have really big serving sizes, and Mark and I like to try a lot of different things on the menu when we go to a restaurant. And so the problem is we always order more than we have room for. And so we'll have all this leftover food, or we'll be incredibly full. We like to do an appetizer. We like to do entree. We like to do dessert if we can handle it, if we're not too full. And so we love, I've said this before, but we love tapas places. And because we can, it's small plates. And so you can order 5, 6, 7 things and share, and you get to try a lot of different things. But regardless, and you know, I'm constantly trying to lose weight. And so I've been trying to think of ways to eat less. And so we went out and I said, you know, I'm just not really incredibly hungry. My stomach was still a little bit upset from the COVID vaccine, I think. And so why don't we get an appetizer? We really like their fried ravioli, but let's share that and then share an entree. And so that's what we did. So we ordered ravioli and it saves money. I've also been thinking, you know, what are ways that I can spend less money on food? One of them is eating less restaurant/fast food meals, cooking more at home. But the other one is, you know, if we go to a restaurant, if we order less or we share, you know, we're spending less money. So we did that. It was actually a perfect amount of food. We did not get a dessert. We shared the appetizer. We shared the entree. We got a separate plate. So he took some, you know, he took his half and put it on a separate plate. And then I had my own plate just because of my cold sore situation, basically. And we were both full, but we weren't uncomfortably full. And so it worked out perfectly. Then he went and did some shopping. I went back home. And then I recorded Throwing Down last night. And then I cooked chili for dinner. And it was just kind of a relaxing evening. We were trying to relax as much as we can as we prepare for him to be gone. Because we're about to... You know, I'm recording this early. Like I said, we're about to leave to drive to Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is a four-hour drive. And, you know, I'm working from the hotel tomorrow while he goes and gets his passport. And then we're driving right back tomorrow night. So, you know, Tuesday, as you're listening to this, we will be driving back from Hot Springs. And so we just got a lot to do. So we were trying to just get a little relaxation in. So we had chili. And then once again, I'm proud to report, I took the leftovers, I put them, because I'm going to be by myself for a couple of weeks, I put them in individual serving size Ziploc bags, and I marked them with a Sharpie, the date that I cooked it, and then I put them in the freezer. So now, while he's gone, I can pull those out and warm them up in the microwave. And the last time I did that, I think I told you guys, I have used those. I pulled them out of the freezer, cooked them, you know, I mean, warmed them up in the microwave, and we had those for dinner. So it's one way of not wasting food. So I'm getting better little by little. And anyway, I'll update you guys on tomorrow's episode how the trip to Hot Springs went. But that is pretty much it. I worked on Monday. And then, like I said, we're leaving in about an hour to drive to Hot Springs. So we'll have something to report for that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.